Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. I'm Bronwyn C., one half of the most trusted team in sports talk radio today. And that was Best Girl Athlete doing the song Turn on the Radio. It's a sad day here. Last week, you probably heard, the last week's show was so great. It was really, really great. Thanks again to DJ Kelly for filling in and being here in the studio with me, because Jim the Poet couldn't be here last week, and then he called in, and he and Kelly were amazing together. They were truly great. If you didn't hear it, it's archived. You can listen to it. And it turns out that somebody else did hear it, and so now those guys have their own sports show on Sirius ESPN channel. It'll be starting in a couple weeks. And they left me here by myself alone because they were so good. They don't need me. They just, I'm sure they'll be very successful. It'll be really good for them. And we have a new, the station has a new schedule starting on the 14th of September. And I don't know, maybe I won't be doing sports talk radio then. Maybe I'll go back to doing the cookery show or something like that. I don't know, but those guys, you know, you can listen to ESPN Radio, the channel on Sirius. I'm sure they'll be promoting it, and you'll probably see the ads in the subway and everything. So just keep an eye out for that and enjoy. You know, you'll hear the, you know, you'll be able to say that you heard them first on WFMU back when they were just starting out. And in the meantime, keeping with today's theme of tragedy and loss, we have Wes Craven died. This is the soundtrack to Wes Craven's New Nightmare movie that came out a while ago. I don't know what more to say about that. I mean, he just was... I remember when Nightmare on Elm Street came out. I read there was like a article about it in the New Yorker about how terrifying and bizarre it was, and how it was like not like any other scary movie that had ever been made before. And I think we forget now, because you know there's been so many of them and so many knockoffs and everything, that was really pretty unique when it first came out. So anyway, Wes Craven dead and dead. Oh look, everything's okay now. Yay. Oh, wait, maybe it's not okay. Uh-oh. Eek. And in other news of the dead, oh, Daryl Dawkins died. I love Daryl Dawkins. He was so awesome. He was another guy, like, you sort of forget how innovative that was when he used to, like, break the plexiglass backboards when he dunked. The NBA didn't even like dunking. They didn't promote dunking. They didn't have the Dunk-a-Rama contest or whatever they call that thing. They discouraged dunking, and Daryl Dawkins would just dunk over people. And actually, the first guy that he ever dunked over, Bill Robesine of the Kansas City Kings, was the first guy that he ever got dunked over in an NBA game when Daryl Dawkins was with the 76ers and they were playing the Kansas City Kings. And it was like 1979. And after he got dunked over, Bill Robesine was so depressed that he actually left the NBA and ended up killing himself 3 years later in a car with like carbon monoxide. He like committed suicide because he couldn't handle the dunk over breaking the plexiglass. It just demoralized him totally. And then at last the NBA came around and they realized that people liked to see that, so they started promoting it. So shattering the backboards with his dunks, Daryl Dawkins. Chocolate Thunder. He used to talk about the chocolate thunder inside him that could not be withheld, and that was what made him do it. Which sounds kind of like sometimes when I eat too many onions or something, I get that too, but it doesn't cause me to break black backboards. I don't know. But anyway, he died. He had a heart attack. He died at age 58 last week. And Al Arbour, the New York Islanders coach, back when they won 4 Stanley Cups. That's kind of bizarre to think about. They were in the 1980s. They won 4 Stanley Cups. He died at age 82. That's kind of not that, you know, unusual to die when you're 82. That's kind of a full life, I guess. And he had championships. And he was beloved. He was a beloved coach, so that's good. I don't know if coaches are beloved just because they win a lot, or just they win a lot because they're beloved, or what. But anyway, he was a happy coach. We had a couple of falling deaths in Stadia this week. A Braves fan at Turner Field, when the Yankees were playing the Braves and beat them 3-1, a Braves fan was up in the fourth deck, up there in the high level, and people around him, should I give the guy's name? I have the guy's name, and I don't think I'll give it because I'm going to speak ill of the dead now, but people who were sitting nearby him said that he was really drunk and belligerent and loud. And he got up to boo Alex Rodriguez. And which of us cannot identify with that? He got up to boo Alex Rodriguez, and he just, you know, like, got all agitated and fell over the guardrail because he was booing Alex Rodriguez so hard, and he fell to his death. So take that, Braves fan, falling to your death. And then another guy, a roofer, who was working on the Vikings stadium, the new stadium that they're building for the Vikings, died this week. Jeremy M. Gruber, who's only 35, and he was working on the roof, and he fell. And it turns out that the contractor that he works for has a number of previous safety violations and fines for not having their workers wear the safety harness. So they're still investigating to see if Mr. Gruber was wearing his harness or not, but apparently they don't. I don't understand. I mean, what is the advantage of not wearing the safety harness? Why would your employer not want you to wear one? I mean, does it take an extra 10 minutes to put it on or something? I mean, I don't get that. But apparently they, I don't know, maybe the guys think it's easier to move around and do their work without it or something. I wouldn't be up there without one. It seems like if you're, I don't know. I don't know why you wouldn't wear it, but maybe he wasn't. They don't know yet. And then a personal note of death this week. Oliver Sacks died. Yeah, Dr. Oliver Sacks, the neurobiologist who wrote The Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat and a lot of other things. And he affected my life directly because he wrote about face blindness. Prosopagnosia, the inability to recognize human faces. And people learned from that, you know, what it was and that it existed and that I wasn't just making it up. And it was very, very helpful to me. And it's funny because in the first edition of Man Who Mistook His Wife for a Hat, in a footnote, he mentions that he himself was face blind. And then in the second edition, when that came out, they took the footnote out. And he didn't cop to being face blind for like another 10 or 15 years after that. It wasn't, then he suddenly like decided to talk about it, and the first time I think he really went public with his own face blindness was at one of those World Science Festival presentations that they do every year in New York City. And he and Chuck Close got up, and I went to see it because I heard he was going to talk about it, and it was really great. It was great to see people going, "Oh, you mean they can't recognize their own children?" and stuff like that. You know, it was pretty amazing. And after that, I was on Inside Edition. They followed me around for a week with a camera. And I was at the record fair that week and everything. They came to the WFMU record fair and filmed me failing to recognize people and did a whole, like, there's a whole segment on an old Inside Edition show of me, like, just not being able to know who anybody was. And I wouldn't have been able to do that if Oliver Sacks hadn't come out and, you know, talked about it and let people know about it. So I thank him for his work in his lifetime. And, you know, I'm sorry he's dead, but he did great work and he had a full life. And he knew that he was ill and he knew his time was coming to an end, and he, I think, accepted it as much as we can. So Thank you, Oliver Sacks. So, that's News of the Dead. Oh, actually, we had a listener who actually asked me to do more sporty News of the Dead, so that's what that's about. That and the fact that, you know, I'm here by myself. So, 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you would like to talk about sports. Or sport. Oh my God, who just walked in? What are you doing here? Mr. Big Bucks, Mr. ESPN, what's your deal?
I'm here for the show. Let's go.
What do you mean you're here for your... Okay, one, you're late. Yeah. I mean, I guess time doesn't matter to you now that you're, you know, a big deal and everything.
I believe in the concept of time.
Yeah.
As a poet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jim the Poet. Are you still going to be Jim the Poet when you're on, like, ESPN and stuff?
I was unaware that we had an ESPN deal.
Oh.
I had no idea.
Really?
What?
Oh, yeah, actually,
I would never leave WFMU for ESPN.
Really?
Screw those bastards.
What do we do?
I'd rather be poor and happy with you.
Well, yeah, but if they offered me money too, I would go. Come on.
No, I'm never leaving this place.
You would never?
They'll have to drag my dead body out. They'll have to throw it out the third story window. I'll never be paid.
You'll have to fall 50 feet to the ground. That guy that,
What?
That Broadway guy. That actor from Les Mis, he fell off a fire escape and died.
Is that what happened?
Some 21-year-old guy who...
What was he on a fire escape for?
He lives in Brooklyn. Where else are you going to go?
I don't know.
He was out on, hanging out on the fire escape.
Smoking a cigarette or something?
I don't know. Hanging out. I don't know what he was doing.
Bummer.
Yeah, that's not good. Don't go on the fire escape out here.
I think the whole building would fall over.
I think so.
I've been up there. They're going to fix the whole backside of this building at some
point. Yeah, WFMU is going to have to have... They were supposed to start construction this year, and they couldn't get all the permits before hurricane season or something, so it's set now for next year.
I'm just hoping that there'll be one of those fire poles from, the Ken's office.
Yeah, we could just,
down.
Just down.
Down, all the way down.
Fire pole. That's a good idea.
Do they do two-story fire poles, or is it just, a one-story... Is it really just falling after
no,
a
no,
certain
you can
point?
No, you can do two-story ones. You can do it. It's not hard.
Is it someone peeing on the roof?
No,
what
raining.
Did you say, roof?
Roof.
Roof?
Stop that. We've been over this before. That's how you say it.
I don't think
I was
true.
Doing a story about a guy who was working in Minnesota on the Viking Stadium, so it's okay to say roof because that's how they say it.
They used to just have, a piece of canvas. Remember when that thing deflated one point because
there was
so much
crazy.
Snow?
That was crazy. I didn't have my mics adjusted correctly. Who's on the comments board?
Paul D. asks, when does the NBA season start, and do they still play basketball on NBC? I don't have ESPN and want to follow this fall. ABC has the ESPN on ABC has the... NBA.
Because ESPN and ABC are owned by the same company.
Yes.
And so sometimes
Disney is the name of that company.
Yeah, right. So Disney. So on Saturdays sometimes ABC starts running weird second tier ESPN content.
Yes.
Just to fill
just
space.
Because otherwise they would just
what
have infomercials about
Flobies
and stuff like that.
I still think it's odd that broadcast TV, big main broadcast channels have infomercials on them. Now,
I think it's the local affiliate has time where they can fill and make a bunch of money and stuff like that.
It's weird.
Because in the middle of the night they all do that, right?
Yeah, but they didn't used to. I'm old. Grandma says, why did they do that?
But the answer is, Paul, and Danny D has helpfully posted from Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
Usually, I think they're on broadcast TV on NBC. TBS and TNT have some games.
I got another announcement to make.
Yeah.
I'm getting cable. Yay! I'm going to get cable so I can see some games.
What games?
I don't know.
Knicks games? They're not going to be on cable.
No, I'm not going to see the Knicks games. Jesus.
Should be on the Sadness Channel. NBA TV, ESPN, TNT, and ABC, mm-hmm. says Danny D.
Okay. Thank you, Danny D.
But I don't think the ABC games start until Christmas.
Hmm.
And then they all wear goofy uniforms for
Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. They wear those awful,
This year, they're kind of cooler because they have, like a white script. But they're still pretty stupid.
This is prank uniforms that
they have
put on.
Long shirts.
Yeah, it's like this is like a sell more merch thing, right? It's you want to get
their biggest problem in the NBA is that they want to sell short sleeve T-shirts that are official gear because most people don't look good in those. Like I especially, I have lots of what do they call those? those the NBA uniforms are what do you call them?
You don't call them jerseys?
Yeah, like a jersey, but I mean it's like without sleeves. What do they call that?
Tank top.
Tank top. I look terrible in those. It really shows off my man boobs. And
you
I usually
do
get,
not have man boobs.
I have small, like, A-cup man boobs.
You are so bad about yourself. Here, look, we have a call.
Someone said I look like the Buddha, and not in a good way.
WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hey, Bronwyn and Jim.
Hey, Danny D, what's going on?
Not too much. So, yeah, one of these years they're going to have them wear Christmas sweaters.
Oh, that would be great.
It'd be hot and itchy, I think.
That would be awesome.
Well, they'll make it worse. They'll make them tank top versions of Christmas sweaters.
Yeah, it'll be like cotton, but it'll be printed so it looks fuzzy.
Yeah.
Well, they do those.
Nice.
Like, I mean, like.
Why did I even say this?
We sell those at the. We sell those.
Do it now.
We sell those down at my bookstore for the university.
What?
But they make those things that look like the ugly sweaters, but they like their t-shirts and stuff.
Are you kidding? They already make.
No,
them?
They already make stuff like that.
And
yeah.
You sell them?
Yeah,
you
we do pretty
ashamed.
Well. With them. I mean, I do feel ashamed, but not because of that.
Oh, okay.
Steuben wrote, drove home with my jaw dropped in disbelief at the dissolution of the number one trusted team in sports talk
Wait,
media
what?
Today.
I'm waiting sorry, I literally tuned in 10 minutes late.
Waiting for the punchline. Did it happen in between me exiting my car and entering my house? Because I hear you, Jim the Poet. I have no idea what all that was about. Because I was sitting here the whole time just like checking
well,
my
Well, you
email.
Said you were going to be late, so I figured I'd just announce that you'd left. You know,
I would never leave.
Well,
I mean, until you get rid
you
of
and,
me.
You and Kelly.
You'd have
I
to
mean,
bury
Kelly,
my body out in the street.
You and Kelly would be a great team.
I was trying to get off the phone because I wanted to listen to you and Kelly and count down all the money in the bookstore.
We weren't any good with that.
You were great.
No.
I mean, she doesn't care about sports, but I don't think that made any difference.
Well,
that
she
kind of
does. I mean, the thing was, it's hard because I wanted to get her to talk about Philadelphia and how she supports the Philly teams because she lives in southern New Jersey, and I wanted to lead into, like, Chip Kelly and what he's doing with the Eagles, which is insane.
Destroying them? I don't
know.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Bad.
Sam Bradford looks pretty good.
I think, you had the only good Philly team on. I think.
The Philadelphia Soul?
Yeah, that's the only team in Philly that's winning anything.
Have they won?
I don't know if I've hit you with this. Fun
what?
Trivia.
What?
Of the four major leagues, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What is the winningest Philadelphia franchise?
Hockey?
NHL? No, out of NHL, NBA, MLB,
NFL.
What Philadelphia-based team has won the most championships?
The most championships?
The Flyers, right?
No, they only won. They only won like two. It's got to be the Phillies.
No.
The Sixers.
No.
No. The Eagles.
Oh, you mean the Athletics?
No.
You mean the Philadelphia Athletics? Is that what you mean?
The answer is the Philadelphia A's.
Philadelphia A's won.
And they left 60 years ago.
Yeah, that's not. that's a trick question, Dave.
That's my favorite Philly burn.
It's a trick. It's
they
a
moved
trick
to
question.
Kansas City for a while.
Yeah, I remember when they were in Kansas City.
Now they're going
to
move again, probably.
Probably.
And speaking of moves, so Jim the Poet moved the Sportsy Talk draft again.
Yeah, okay. Would you explain right now, explain to me and explain to Danny D, how are we doing the draft? Do people have to phone in? Do they have to be online?
No,
what do we have to do?
Remember we did it on the computer last year?
No, I was drunk. I had no idea what happened last year. I was sitting here drunk running the board, and you just kept saying, don't take haha Clinton Dix. That's the only thing I remember.
Uh-huh.
And I had nothing. I don't know. That's all I remember.
We're having a fantasy football draft. And for some reason, I was like, it was 6:05 on Sunday. And I thought, I'm late for my own draft here.
Uh-huh.
And then I went in, and it wasn't even scheduled for some reason.
Because you probably didn't turn it on or something.
No, I did.
You didn't
I thought I had said it or whatever.
I thought you
set the date, and then it like all of a sudden said, "Oh, we're not setting the date anymore." So I think that you had to do something, maybe.
I mean,
I thought we were. Probably. I thought we agreed it was going to be next Sunday, though.
Like, so it'll be next Sunday, yeah, because then like the games don't start until next Thursday.
Yeah.
The
so you
got to
wait.
Steelers
until you
got to
wait until you see how many
Hats.
People are injured and not playing, and whether or not Brady's
whether or not Brady's in jail
stuff.
Or not.
I mean, you don't know. You know.
And Sportsy News Flash, in case Jim the Poet didn't notice, Nate the K does want in the league.
So does Kim E, and she said you never wrote back to her, and she said she wrote
who's
to you.
Who's Kim E?
She's somebody who's. She's somebody who wrote to you, and she wrote to me and said, I wrote to him, and he didn't write back.
I sent invites to the two people that I got invites from. I mean, they were crazy letters, too. They were letters that made no... It was like it started in the middle of a sentence. Like, I don't know
what
was going on.
Okay. Well,
they're like, I would like to be in the league and to have...
You got a couple people.
...football players.
Well, I have a good authority, like, and I tweeted you. I CC'd you on the tweet, I think.
Yep.
CC me on a tweet?
Yeah.
Can you even do that?
Sunday morning DJ, Nate the K.
Who's Nate the K?
Fan of the hated Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, you should get him on. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He's on his channel.
Do I?
You would know.
I'm face blind and radio blind. I'm still in trouble with. I'm still in trouble with goddamn Dave Hill.
Are you still in trouble with him?
I'm still in trouble with him.
I don't know if you are.
Yeah, I am.
He's probably forgotten.
Somebody left a poo in my mailbox.
I think he's forgotten you.
I don't think he ever knew who I was.
Oh.
You're the most famous face blind person now, Bronwyn.
Am I?
Yeah.
Why?
Because that guy passed away this weekend.
Yeah, Oliver Sacks. We talked about him already, but, Chuck Close is face blind. And,
I'm not face blind. I'm mostly just looking at people's boobs, so I just never look at their face. No, I look at their boobs, and I'm like, what did their face look like? I have no idea.
That would be the real tragedy, to be boob blind.
Like, I couldn't see her. Where are boobs?
Well, you could just hold your hands out and say, I can't see them. I can't see them. Where are they?
Anyone who wants to be in our fantasy football league.
Yes.
Send me an email. We already have like 10
teams. I know.
This could be,
more.
Like a real league.
Yeah, we got to use.
This is no joke. And,
a couple more people. Well, it is
so
a joke.
So send to jimthepoet@wfmu.org and copy americanpoetry@gmail.com. And either one of those I'll find and add you to the list.
All right.
And then draft is obnoxiously obvious that you want.
Draft is online at ESPN on 6 o'clock on.
So wait, so we go. How does it work? We go online?
Yes, you go online on the computer.
Yes. And we sign in somehow.
You sign in and it'll say, hey, there's a draft right now. Click on this. And you click on that and it'll go, doo 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 doo. And it'll come up and it'll be like, you'll hear sounds of various countdown-y sounds and stuff like that. And then you'll pick a bunch of players.
Well, and you'll hear names that are mispronounced by the computer.
Does it tell you when to pick? Does it say your turn to pick now?
Yeah.
Or
yes.
You just like,
yes, you'll know because there'll be this like Jeopardy-like countdown thing.
Okay.
Yeah, when it does the ESPN thing, that means it's your turn.
You'll know because everyone will be like,
I'm glad Danny
D
is here
drafting?
To explain it to me.
You did it last year. You drafted.
You
drafted
were,
every old giant she could find.
And I won.
OCU Minura.
I won. And I won last year.
But did you win in style?
I don't care.
I had Rex Ryan. That's what kept me down.
We have another call. Hold on, Danny D.
Oh, we do?
Yep. Ooh. Hold on. Wait, I wonder if I could put Danny D on hold and put the other person on. Hold on.
What? What's happening?
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. They're not speaking.
Hello, I'm a caller. I just want to say that I like Jim the Poet.
They didn't talk.
Hey, is it me again?
Yes.
Yes. Now it's you again. Didn't talk.
And the draft order is set at 5 o'clock.
Oh, it is?
5 o'clock
Central
Time? I don't
know if Jim has to log in before then to make sure that ESPN knows it's not some hoax league or something. But
hoax league?
It is a hoax league. It's sportsy talk.
I have no idea, man.
Okay, so draft order is at 5, so you have to sign in by then.
I thought it was 6.
No, the draft is at 6. He's saying
what
the order
do?
Is at 5.
Oh,
I don't
it just
know.
Does that.
They set the order.
They set it
before.
Randomly. Yeah, I have no idea. So, when I get to choose first, it's not going to be because I did something.
Oh, okay.
It'll just be a random selection.
Yep.
Completely random.
I don't know how it happens.
Yes, it just happened that way. Okay, well, I'm
keep resetting the league until he has the first pick.
I mean, that would be a rather sinister move by a guy who came in like, I came in like 5th place out of 4 teams last year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't. You had Rex Ryan.
I had Rex Ryan.
But you had him on purpose, didn't you? I mean, didn't
I had
you
a bunch of guys on purpose. I think I had Debo.
Big punter news.
Yeah.
What's
that? Dave Zastadil got cut by whichever team he was on now. I can't remember. I think it was Arizona or something.
That's Heavens. Big punter news?
Well, not really, but it's punter news.
I think some
kicker got traded.
A kicker got traded?
Yeah, Josh Scobie. Long time
I like Josh
Scobie. Josh Scobie, the longest tenured Jaguar, got traded to the hated Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, well, he's lucky because being on the Jags is kind of rough.
Yeah, but he's gonna. But given that it's the Steelers, he's gonna be injured within like.
Oh. Sorry, I didn't mean no.
Oh,
what happened?
Are you having trouble hearing me?
Who
Hello?
Are you?
Am I muted?
Hello.
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 Oh, Danny D and whoever that was, call back.
We just hung up on 2 people.
I hung up on the second one on purpose because it was going.
No, there was a person saying, "Can you hear me?" Am I
know, but I couldn't hear them before.
Oh, I could.
All right. Well, you didn't hear them the first time. If it was the same person,
I'm radio blind. I can't.
I can't
don't know
understand.
Where calls are coming from.
Danny D, I'm sorry. Please call back. That was unintentional. I didn't mean to.
But if you want to be in our fantasy football draft, if you yearn for fantasy football greatness.
Or if you just have never done it before.
Danny
D
says he got
see...
booted like a kicker.
No, tell him I'm sorry.
We traded him to the Steelers. Sorry.
Yeah, we traded you to ESPN's sports channel.
I hate ESPN.
I do too. WFMU, you're on the air. Thank you for calling Sportsy Talk.
Is it working this time?
It's working this time, yes. Okay. I'm not trying to put two calls on simultaneously, which is apparently beyond my capability.
Well, I thought you might want to hear how the draft turned out in the junior peewee division of the Warrior Football League.
Is this listener Robert?
Yes, it is.
Oh, greetings. Okay, yeah, tell us about the draft in the junior peewee
league. First of all, the mechanics of the way it works is some of the players are already fixed on teams as family of coaches.
So this is, and we're talking real-life draft with real-life players who are all children.
Who are children. That's right. This is the junior peewee division, which is, well, the youngest are 7. The oldest are 10, but they can only play if they're 10 and weigh something like 20 pounds less than the maximum otherwise. But anyway.
So if you have these little underfed, malnourished, tragic children with, like, the big malnourishment bellies and the little stick-like limbs.
Do they even let kids play football anymore? I mean, I'm surprised they let kids play football now.
All right. So anyway, the way they do it is they rated the existing players who are, like, families of coaches because there was one team where their sons, were rated as the first, as first, second, and fourth round draft picks, while the rest of us had players who were like middle. So they lost those picks, and then the draft order was complicated to try to make things fair. They would draft like 5 teams, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a different order on the next round, and also trying to fix it so that no team would draft twice in a row. And somehow, with all that, we found out the next morning that something had gone wrong. We had 18 on our team.
What could possibly go wrong? Yes, you had 8?
Well, the other teams had only 16 or 17, which is the way it was supposed to be.
So you cut a kid in half.
Yes. Well, so Solomonic. Is that how you say that word? Solomonic?
Yeah.
Boom.
The Solomon solution was not... quite what we had in mind, but the way it'll be is probably the other teams will pick up sleepers who don't show up in time to be drafted, and then they just get assigned in order to teams as they show up, which is a little bit crooked.
Yeah, I was going to say you could get some ringers in that way, right?
Yeah, but
that's pretty exciting.
I'll tell you the real. Shocker.
Yes.
We're the Cardinals, by the way.
Okay.
The real shocker was our head coach, Tim, at the draft for our last pick, and we did not have the last round.
Yes.
He drafted a player that all the coaches were joking about drafting before that. Complete surprise to us. It's like we hit the ceiling practically he's taking it as a challenge.
Well, somebody's got to take this kid.
That's not nice. Right.
I mean, the kids all have to play, right? I mean,
doesn't seem to really want to play.
Well, then he'll probably quit soon, so you don't have to worry about it.
Well, it hasn't happened yet. He's been with the club a few years and had a hangdog look all the time that he's been there.
Maybe it's because nobody wants him. That sounds sad. This is making me sad, Robert.
I've seen that. I think I've seen that movie. Is the kid actually a dog?
Yeah.
The kid's not a dog?
No. He's actually a fairly sophisticated kid who is a pretty good athlete when he wants to be. But the trouble is, most of the time, he doesn't want to be. But our head coach figures he takes this as a psychologic challenge.
You have that kid call us. I think that
Have the kid call us.
I think the kid should call us.
We're not even allowed to say what order they were drafted in.
Oh, but tell him to call us anyway. Tell him that he should listen to our show and he should call us.
We're the him of radio.
Yeah. Okay, kids,
right.
Call us. 201. Okay, thanks, Robert.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and that reminds me to say that I am sponsored by listener Dan B. from upstate, goddammit.
And I'm still somehow brought to you by DJ Cat from Chicago.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty hot.
You have a pretty hot sponsorship.
I'm all over
there.
That.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a tattoo.
Ooh, really?
I mean, if
maybe you should ask her if she has tattoos, and you could get like a matching one,
matching
and then
tattoos.
You would be like,
like,
yeah,
a radio microphone.
You could just get like her brand. Maybe she has like a brand or something that
a
she like
brand.
Brands.
That,
you know,
sounds incredibly painful.
It is painful. People do that. I worked with a guy who got branded.
Ow.
Yeah. Like,
was this one of those jobs like out in Iowa where you were like,
no,
like a sheep or something?
No, it was at DC Comics, actually.
Oh, somebody
and
got
he was
branded?
Like, yeah, he was like a big fan of the Green Lantern. This is
that's
a, this
too
is
big
a
fan.
Sad, this is the saddest
yeah,
story ever, right?
Fan.
This is like tragical.
Yeah.
And he had, yeah, he had like the Green Lantern symbol.
What happens
like,
when you get fired and you have to go work at Marvel?
I mean,
what are you going to do? You join the
well,
Power
that's the
Pack
thing, cause
or
like,
whatever?
Well, that's the thing, because like if you have a tattoo, you can have tattoos lasered off or kind of cut
off. Yeah, that's
up
even
or
more painful
right?
than the original branding.
I know it. Well, I know it's, but you can't get a brand removed.
I've only seen
you
that once.
You
that
can't get
looks
branding.
Really
you
crazy.
Can't get branding removed.
That
it's
looks
like
incredibly
it's like,
painful.
It's horrible. Yeah. Right.
There's a Joe Paterno beer that's selling quickly, so maybe we should get our hands on this.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, we never did get that America Ale or whatever that
was. Was I supposed to send somebody
no,
an email?
No, I was supposed to send.
How did that
email.
Go?
I just didn't do
How's
it.
How's that email going?
I didn't do it. But you know what? I did get station manager Ken interested in the Penny Crusher machine idea.
I think he is interested.
That could happen.
So we might have Penny Crushers, but still no beer.
Well, we
but
should.
This is brewed in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is famous for Rolling Rock.
Yeah,
but it's
so it's not Rolling Rock.
Duquesne's Brewery.
Duquesne's?
And it's got a little picture of Joe Paterno.
Why would you?
And it says the Paterno Legacy.
Joe Pa Legacy Beer.
All-time winningest coach, 409 wins, 24 bowl victories, 79
If you drink
All-Americans.
Enough of it, you'll be able to overlook the pederasty that's going on right under your nose.
Yeah, he was really not.
He wasn't.
He was like, what? Huh?
I didn't notice any
I'm an
pederasty.
Old man. I'm confused.
I don't understand how that works.
He was
doing what to the boys? I don't know.
What?
Yeah, so if you drink enough of it, you won't notice that stuff anymore.
I think they're trying to put his statue back up.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because they tore it down like he was Stalin or something like that at one point. It was just
I know,
Jesus,
I know.
Take it easy. The guy died like a week later, too. It was like, that was super sad.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
I'm still worried about Tom Brady.
Oh, you are?
Is he
going to
get
today.
Away with it?
He was in court today. He and the Ginger Hammer were in court.
Who's the Ginger Hammer?
Roger Goodell.
Is he a hammer?
Yeah.
He's one of those little kid hammers that makes that like a honking sound.
Yeah, exactly. Shape-shifting reptilian football cheater Tom Brady was in federal court today in New York City with the Ginger Hammer, Roger Goodell, and they still did not come
at
to...
At any moment they could come up with a decision between Tuesday and Friday.
They were trying... Okay, the judge, Judge Berman, told them that they really, really, really should work out a compromise, you know, a settlement. They should make a settlement and not leave it to him. And they just won't do it. They're just like, no, you're wrong. No, you are.
Tom Brady won't admit that he cheated.
Well, he won't. It's not even that. He won't admit that he cheated, and he says that they have no evidence that he cheated. And the reason they have no evidence that
he
cheated is that he destroyed the evidence.
So,
right?
Congratulations. That's destroying evidence goes back. I mean, if destroying evidence is
a crime,
then
right. We'll
all be in jail.
He didn't do anything illegal. He just committed a crime or something
that.
Whatever. Yeah, something like that. So anyway, they,
Carmichael's saying Brady's going to get a 1-year suspension. The judge is going to go wild on him, apparently.
No, the judge has been pretty stern with the NFL. The judge has actually asked
the
NFL
a lot. Judge seems
a
little cranky.
He's
one of those cranky old judges.
He's asked the NFL a lot harder questions than he's asked the players.
What are you doing that's more important or more interesting than having a bunch of NFL players in your thing? Like, because he's like, I don't even care about this. Get out of here. I like the Giants.
God, the Giants are sad.
Kat in Chicago says, don't get myself tattooed on her behalf.
Oh,
it's too late. I have a tramp stamp. It says Kat in Chicago. you have to get down there pretty good for a while. Be like, well,
that's
you have to really
shocking.
Look.
Come here, let me show you my tramp
but
stamp.
But the NFL said, all right, we'll give you a 3-game suspension, you baby. Like,
oh,
did they?
You're
going to make a big deal.
Did they?
And he's like, no, I'm never going to admit that I...
Wait, did they offer him three games?
Apparently, ESPN was reporting...
When did that happen?
ESPN was reporting... was reporting that they gave
something.
Him 3...
He's supposed to be out for 4 games. That was the penalty,
which
right?
builds up the suspense for the game against the Colts, in which the Patriots will cheat beyond all recognition.
Right, because that was the whole Balghazi thing in the first place.
They will go wild with cheating
against
the Colts.
Apparently the Ravens are the ones who told the Colts that the Patriots were
cheating.
Yeah, it's those
Harbaugh brothers.
Harbaugh.
Harbaughs.
And they're
a bunch
of
jerks.
In their khakis.
Babies.
Well, one of the Harbaughs isn't in the NFL anymore. He went to
Michigan. I know, he's
went,
terrible.
He went to Michigan?
I was watching a game
where
yesterday.
Did, he go?
I think
did he go to Michigan? Is that where
he went? To Michigan, to be the football coach.
I can't even figure out college football yet. I mean, it's sort
I haven't
of,
decided which team to,
it started,
to jump
right?
on.
It started.
Yeah, someone was saying that
North
here on
Dakota
the boards,
got beat.
Is that the team that we were wondering what they were going to change the name of their team to? North Dakota State University?
Yes.
So
it
it's
is.
30, they won 38-35.
No, they
oh, no,
got
Montana
beaten. Montana
them
beat them, and it was unexpected. North
but
Dakota.
Was that, the one we were wondering
yeah,
if they were going to
yeah,
change
yeah.
the name?
Yeah, it was Dean Johnson.
From the Fighting Sioux
yeah.
to something else?
What's her name now? Look that up.
I don't
Did
think
they
change
changed
it,
yet? It
yet.
They haven't?
They probably have 16 more meetings to go to with Dean Johnson.
Oh, I know.
We got to get Dean Johnson back on
yeah,
the phone
okay.
at some point.
I'll make a note.
Are we going to call him right now?
No, I don't have his number right now.
I mean, I can get it.
If you can get his number, yeah, we'll call
him. We're
going to
call
him
again and
we'll
see
say,
what,
hey,
what they're
you
doing.
Guys, did you guys lose? Because, you know, it's like naming your team the Sioux is like building your house on the Indian graveyard and, like, you know, you're going to lose
the
every
Poltergeist
game.
Poltergeist would be a good name for the.
The Poltergeist.
Remember the Indian Plague on?
Yeah, you're gonna like, lose every game.
Was that his real name, Johnson? That can't be his real name, is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure. People are all named Johnson in the Midwest.
What?
Both.
I thought they were named Johansson.
No, I went to a 2-room schoolhouse in Iowa, and both the teachers.
Oh, this is
were
North Dakota
Johnson.
State University mascot yeah. is the Thunder. That's not the same as the.
That's not the same.
I think it's South Dakota we're thinking
no,
of.
No, it was North Dakota.
No.
It was.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What?
North.
Maybe it's North Dakota University.
Oh yeah, University of North Dakota, UND. See if it's them.
Do they even have two of those?
Yeah, because you know what? One is like a normal university, and the other's the land grant university where they have all the ag school and stuff.
All right, wait a minute. Yes. So it says here on March 11th, 2011, by
yes.
a vote of 28 to 15, the North
yes.
Dakota Senate
yes.
approved legislating ordering the University of North Dakota retain its controversial Fighting Sioux nickname.
Those bastards.
And Indian head logo. Governor Jack Dalrymple signed the Fighting Sioux bill into the law following
yes.
week.
Yes.
But now they're still trying to figure it out.
Wait, but it's that. It,
and actually, Jack Dalrymple
ago,
is my friend's father-in-law.
It is not.
Yeah, he's married. He lives in France now. The
what
guy
are you talking about?
My best friend growing up, Louis.
Yeah.
It was his birthday the other day.
Yeah.
I know he's
Happy
listening
birthday,
in,
Louis.
In France.
In France.
Because he hates
yeah.
sports. He used to love baseball, but then he moved to France, and now he doesn't care about
yeah.
anything except being bourgeois.
French. From being French. Wait, so his father-in-law?
His father-in-law is the governor of North Dakota.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So that governor signed a law that made them keep the nickname?
I don't. Do they even have
still,
laws
still,
out there? I mean, come
trying,
on.
But wait, but they're still trying to change it. Didn't anybody
I've
tell
watched
it?
The documentary
I'm
Deadwood.
Confused.
That's
yeah.
all the information okay. I have about North Dakota.
All right.
Deadwood, where people are shooting each other in the street for no reason.
I'm confused.
And they speak in Shakespearean.
Friday, by this Friday, Judge Berman will rule.
I think he'll rule tomorrow. And
no.
Tom Brady will be free. Free.
For God's sake.
And then he'll be
he
free
has
to cheat
he has
again.
To, he has to get something.
You could
something.
Always catch him the next time he cheats.
He has to get something. I
no,
mean,
he's not
going
to yeah, he's
going to
get a pat on the back and a big cigar.
Jesus.
Thank you for cheating and making football more interesting. Because otherwise, what would we have talked about the whole year? Gronkowski or something?
Gronk.
I mean, who cares? Gronk.
Gronk.
Or the murdering tight ends?
Aaron Hernandez, time-traveling serial killer.
He's killed a lot of people. He's going to be on trial for a lot of different
yeah,
trials.
Yeah, he's going back on trial for some other murders that he did, and the prosecution has offered immunity.
And the guy,
the
Blade Runner guy's out. Right?
Oh, yeah,
the Blade Runner guy
yeah.
out? He's ready to kill again.
No, I think they put him back in.
What?
I think there was, okay, Oscar Pistorius was
yeah.
released from
How
prison
many, yeah.
for murdering
OJ's
his
in
girlfriend.
Jail.
Yeah.
Oscar Pistorius in jail or not in jail?
I think he's in jail again. I think they put him back because when they released him, there was such an outcry about how come you only had to be in jail for
this
6 weeks for murdering
13 hours ago, police raid Oscar Pistorius' prison cell and seize a hard drive.
Yeah, see, he's back in prison.
What?
He's still in prison. They,
what's happening?
They made such a fuss about him getting out with, like, hardly... I mean...
Yeah,
he got less time than Tom Brady, you know? And he murdered his girlfriend. So there was like this whole outcry, and they decided, oh, yeah, the judge's
This is
judge's
from the Daily
sentence,
Mail. Police raid Oscar Pistorius' prison cell and seize a hard drive following concerns over his new friendship with a notorious Czech gangster.
Yeah.
What? I don't even. That's like eight sentences in one. What's happening? A Czech
gangster.
You should see the Czech looking guy.
Oh, yeah. What's
fugitive Radovan Krasher.
He's a fugitive?
Yeah, he is not a happy looking dude. Like that. Look at the guy on the right there.
Oh, he's
Doesn't
scary.
He look terrifying?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wait, so he's a fugitive? But he's friends with Oscar Pistorius?
The disgraced sprinter has struck up an unlikely friendship. Czech fugitive Radovan Krajcar. Since they became neighbors on the hospital wing of the what?
In wait, how's he in the hospital?
What is happening?
How's he in a hospital if he's a fugitive?
This is complicated. I missed season two of the Oscar Pistorius. I have to catch up on my DVR.
Yeah, we got to figure out what's going on with Oscar Pistorius. If you know Oscar Pistorius, or if you are a Czech gangster and would like to explain this to us, 201-209-9368 is the number to call.
The 28-year-old runner who was jailed 10 months ago for killing his girlfriend was targeted by jail bosses after phones, SIM cards, and memory sticks were found in the cell of gangster Radovan Krajcar.
Radovan.
What?
I don't understand it.
Yeah, that hurts my head just thinking about it. Okay. They have a picture of him playing football with his little fake legs.
Oh, yeah?
Football, maybe soccer football.
Maybe he could... Oh, that kind of football.
It looks pretty good.
I was going to say...
He misses the guy. There's a guy standing between two doors, and he hits the door. I mean, he probably kicks better than I can with his fake legs.
Russell Wilson of the Seahawks.
How's he doing?
He's shilling for this magic water. Do you know about it?
Yeah, he said his concussion went away because he drank this magic water.
Yeah, he has some kind of magical water, and he says that when you drink it, everything is, you're in perfect health. And
I have that water, too. It's called whiskey.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm like, if it really works, he should send some to RG3.
Why don't they have Gatorade and booze? Why doesn't Gatorade make a beer or a wine?
I don't know. Why don't they put magic water in Gatorade?
That's what I'm saying.
Why don't we get? Oh, we should buy the magic water, right? That Russell Wilson, the quarterback of the Seahawks, is selling.
All right, wait a minute.
Okay. So we should get some magic water.
Where do you get the magic water from?
I don't know. I think you probably order it online. That sounds like the sort of thing where you have to give them your credit card over the internet, you know? And then we get some, and then we mix it. Like, we try mixing it with, whiskey and stuff, tequila, and we see how, how magical.
I still have Moxie for you at my house.
Oh, do you? Oh, yeah. I have Mr. Q cucumber soda for you. I keep forgetting
to
bring it. I'm sorry. Yeah, you have to try it.
Magic water and Paterno beer.
Yeah, and that ale, that Pat McAfee ale. Uh-huh.
So if we do get picked up for another season.
Maybe we won't.
I don't know. We're hanging by a thread.
Are you going to have trouble getting here? Is your job going to keep you from getting here?
No, this is the busiest time of year at
Of course. It's
Rush, as they call it. Rush.
Rush. That's the name of the band. There was a band named Rush.
They were good. Didn't they have two drummers?
I don't know.
Tom Sawyer's a real wild one. Rush is only 2 or 3 weeks long, so by the time we get back, it'll be over. And then the bookstore gets quiet again for another 6 months.
Good. Oh, here's somebody going to tell us about Rush, I think.
Rush.
Oh, they hung up.
Rush.
All right, call back.
I usually grow a Rush stash, but I just didn't feel like
terrible.
It looked terrible.
That's awful.
The Raiders cut Trent Richardson, says Carmichael. Fred Jackson, Ray Rice.
Oh, man.
None of these guys have jobs right now.
Have you been watching the sad, sad, sad preseason games?
No.
I have because they're on broadcast TV and I don't have cable.
The thing that makes me mad is they show those games till the bitter end and it throws off my watching that Hannibal show where they eat people and stuff like that.
They don't, though. Like the other night, CBS cut off the very important Jags, whoever they were playing game.
I'm surprised the Jags games are televised.
They were playing the Jags versus somebody. I don't even remember who. And they cut the Texans. The Jags and the Texans. Vital preseason football.
You have to watch. Yeah.
Must see TV, right?
No.
And they're like,
it should be podcast
they're like, down to the last 34 seconds of the game. And last 34 seconds, there's only 1 point between them. It could go either way. And you think 34 seconds is going to take them 10 minutes to play, right? And they just cut it off and they just went to the news.
I have two predictions. Playing Madden.
Yeah.
On my phone, I have two predictions for this upcoming year.
Okay.
First prediction.
Yes.
Everyone's going to go for the 2-point conversion.
Okay.
Because it's like you're at the 30-yard line.
If
the weather's at all bad, then you're just going to hand the ball off to somebody and they're going to get it from the 2-yard line in.
Uh-huh.
Second thing, my key to beating Madden, and I beat teams 32-0, 38-0, whatever it is.
Yes.
Onside kick every time. Every time. Instead of kicking it long,
onside
kick every time. Could you get half of them back, and then I run up down the field like a wild man?
Would that work in real life?
Yes.
Do you know about the predictilator?
How does the predictilator work?
Some guy runs every single possible NFL game of the season 50,000 times on a giant computer.
Yeah.
And then he figures out
big data.
Yeah, and then he figures out, you know, based on that, who's gonna win and who's gonna be in the Super Bowl and everything.
When
he knows everything already.
If Tom Brady's cheating, doesn't that throw off?
I think it would.
The
yeah.
Cheetah, is there the cheetah later?
He should. He should like. We should ask him. We should call that guy. Make a note. We're gonna call the predict-a-later guy and ask him. Ask him if Tom Brady's cheating like throws a wrench into his calculations. Anyway, he'll sell you what he's figured out. If you want to give him like hundreds of dollars, he'll tell you everything that's going to happen this season based on science. Based on science and computers. So you can go get your fantasy team all rigged up and everything, you know, and get your bets in and your over-under on the Jets games and whatnot. You know?
I haven't been in a betting because, you know, Sheldon doesn't do it anymore. So I don't know. Like, we have no...
Who's Sheldon?
Sheldon's my bookie.
I didn't know you had a bookie.
He's my Jamaican bookie.
Of course you have a bookie. You're from New Jersey. What the hell?
I do shady things. Like, yeah. I got to be honest with you.
That's good. Okay.
At the top of the hour, it's Honky Tonk Radio Girl.
As far as we know.
With Becky.
That could happen.
Why? Is it written down?
No, it's not. Everything's fine.
I hope she's
okay,
here.
So,
or else we'll
so
have
wait,
schedule
so,
talk.
Okay. So on the preseason games, right? Yeah. The terrible, terrible preseason games. The Cardinals were playing the Raiders.
Yeah, okay. I was on Sunday Night Football.
The Cardinals-Raiders, yeah, Sunday Night Football. Did you see that? Because I turned it on late, and I missed where they explained why they were playing on a baseball diamond. But there was a clear...
Because the Diamondbacks
play
in the same spot,
right?
I
know, but I mean, but... No, the Diamondbacks are from... You mean the A's. It was the Cardinals playing Oakland.
They were playing in Oakland.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah,
because
the A's still, for some reason, have to play the last 30 games of the season.
Yeah, but it's like they didn't even bother to like put grass over it or fake turf or anything. It was just like there was like an infield. There was like a dirt.
They don't even
track.
I mean, honestly,
you know?
Like the Raiders are going to be in Los Angeles next year playing someplace.
Yeah,
like they don't even.
I know it was the saddest thing. It was just like it was like so. Weird.
It's
and
like, we don't care. We stopped caring. Every team used to play.
Like nobody cared.
I mean, like the Jets used to play at Shea Stadium, uh-huh. and the Patriots used to play at Fenway sometimes and stuff like that. Now everybody's got their own stadium because these places will just give you a stadium for free. Basically.
But like Yankee Stadium, they have that.
Yeah, they have soccer.
They have soccer there. When they have soccer, they like cover over the diamond with like something.
They just spray it green.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. They do something. I mean, they didn't even bother.
The sand is green.
They didn't even bother to change.
Yeah, they don't care. No,
they just don't care.
They don't
it
care.
It was the craziest thing.
The Athletics are in last place. The Raiders are going to be in last place.
Why not?
I mean, the Warriors won, but they don't play outside yet.
American Pharoah lost the Travers Stakes.
What?
American Pharoah lost.
I was watching that for a while, and then I changed the channel.
I wanted to watch it.
It was on NBC.
I was in a bar, and they were having it, and I don't know. It's a long story. So anyway, I didn't get to see it. But
American Pharoah lost?
Yeah, he was in the Travers Stakes. American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. He won the three big races in American racing. And most owners, when they're... I mean, I don't think they've had a Triple Crown winner in like 60 years anyway, right? But when a horse wins the Triple Crown, generally you'd expect the owner to just like retire the horse, put it to stud, you know, just make all the money. And the owner of American Pharoah has been doing this thing where he's still racing the horse, and people are coming out to see it because it's like the Triple Crown winner. And
yeah,
it's
man.
Like,
when will you ever get a chance to see a Triple Crown?
Right. It's really good for the sport of racing, and all the other owners really appreciate it, and they applaud the guy's good sportsmanship for still racing his horse and everything. So American
Pharoah, break that horse, man. That's millions of dollars.
Well,
right?
He won't break
him.
Stud him. No, well, you could. I mean, unless he breaks a leg or something, then you couldn't
kill him.
But no, they won't do that. But anyway, so I mean, it is taking a risk when you race him. But so he went out and he won a race somewhere, and then he went up to the Travers Stakes in Saratoga Springs this weekend, and he lost to a horse that he's beaten three times already. Keen Ice. He's beaten that horse three times. Yeah, he's already beaten that horse three times. And the horse, he lost by three quarters
of a
length.
Drunk.
Lost by three quarters of a length.
I mean, it's in New Jersey, right?
So it's in Saratoga Springs, New York. It's very fancy and old school.
Oh, whatever.
It's fancy schmancy. It's nice. No, nothing fancy is in New Jersey. New Jersey's sad.
I thought it was on the Jersey
Shore.
We're
in New Jersey. No.
I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, clearly not.
I mean, I was flipping around channels. I watched the Sounders and the Timber for a while.
Yeah, Portland Timber.
Portland Timber and the Sounders.
Yay, Timber.
And I don't know, maybe it's when they're in Portland, the crowd is off the hook, but in Seattle, they're all depressed. Like, is are they still into grunge music or something like that? Yeah. Like, I don't understand. They do this thing where they're all like, like they're all doing like this... This move from like that movie Gladiator. They're like, oh, we hail you, we hail you. But I mean, like, they were pretty quiet during most of the game. That's I thought, like, weird. When I've watched the ones in Portland, those guys are off the chain. Like, they're just insane. Yeah. They're going crazy.
There's nothing else to do in Portland. You get excited. I lived there for a while. Yeah. I can tell you.
But I mean, all it does is rain in Seattle.
All it does is rain in Portland. Not anymore. They just have fires now. We don't have any rain. The U.S. Open is happening.
What?
The U.S. Open is happening.
I mean,
it's happening right now.
Is that tennis?
That's tennis.
Wasn't Kelly going today?
Kelly who? Oh, no. She.
Kelly who? Yeah, Kelly who, exactly. Venus Williams beat someone named Puig.
Puig?
In three sets. So
Venus Williams is the number one seed. Yep.
Djokovic won 6-1, 6-1, 6-1.
Yeah.
Other people played tennis today.
Have you seen the... I think it's Rafael Nadal, I think, is doing those underwear commercials. Somebody's
I have not seen the underwear commercials. I'm underwear blind.
Oh, my God. You wouldn't be...
apparently they're great.
I'm not sure which male tennis star is doing them, because I don't really know...
You don't recognize people?
I don't really know male tennis star names, but but it's an amazing... I would pay money to watch that commercial.
I really think most commercials should just be people in their underpants, no matter.
He's like doing this little tease thing, you know. He like slips
what,
his tongue. He slips his thumb under and kind of pulls him down a little, and you're like, ah, it's amazing.
Does his junk fall out? Like, I mean,
not yet. It would if I were there. It's like amazing. It's so amazing. It's the most amazing.
Danny sends me a link that says Shoeless Joe Jackson may be reinstated by Major League Baseball.
Oh, for God's sake.
There was never any proof that he cheated with the Black Sox of 1919.
No.
And now he's been dead 100 years, so I mean,
yeah,
like, what did
you suspect? They destroyed his life. No,
they wrecked his life.
Him.
He had to, like, run away to Mexico.
Yeah,
he
I
played
don't think,
as
I don't,
he, El Shoeless Jackson.
No, he changed his name and played,
Shoeless
like, minor
Jose.
League stuff. Yeah, it was really sad.
That's very sad. And I don't know why he didn't have shoes, because he was a pretty famous ball player.
Because he was, they called him that because he was like a country guy.
He was a crazy, they're all country freaks, you
know,
basically. Playing
baseball players. Some guy, the Cubs pitcher, Arrieta? Jake Arrieta?
Threw a no-hitter against the Dodgers last
night. Yeah, and then they had a pajama party.
Yeah, their coach is kind of wacky.
Well, I was trying to figure that out, and I was wondering if it had something to do with, you know how the Chicago White Sox earlier this week or last week, they wore those awful uniforms, those awful throwback uniforms?
They do retro throwbacks to their awful uniforms of yesteryear.
Yeah, and they looked like pajamas.
But,
they
Madden,
were horrible pajamas.
Madden, he used to be the coach of the Rays, and they didn't have retro throwbacks for the Rays, so they made up retro throwback looking things for a while, and they wore those for a little
That's
bit.
Stupid.
And he had these weird plaid suits that they had to wear on because you get bored. It's like 160 games or something like that, and you're flying all over the place.
Yeah.
And to amuse yourself, you have to fly in your pajamas, or everyone gets a mohawk or something, So the Cubs, though, it could be the Cubs' year.
I think,
I mean, they're almost in the playoffs.
Almost.
That's pretty good for them. They'll die in a terrible way during the playoffs. It'll
probably
be awful. And then people
But they were
cry.
Happy. They were happy in their jammies.
It probably still
drunk.
Smells like urine all over that place because people were just peeing everywhere.
Yeah, why not?
They'll never find all that pee.
Hey, we got to go.
Oh, okay.
This show's over, I think. Wait, okay. So
next week we have a fill-in guest for Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. Next Monday is Labor Day. And we are going to take the week off. And then... God willing.
We'll see if we're invited back.
If we actually get back on the schedule, we will be back the week after that with Sportsy Talk on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Thanks for listening today. And, we got
Black
like a minute.
Sun.
Oh, yeah, this is a lullaby because I didn't play Lori Hill her lullaby yet.
Yeah, she should be asleep by now.
She conked out a long time ago. Yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No. Enjoy Honky Tonk Radio Girl with Becky. the best show on the radio.
Enjoy next week. Oh, Micah is going to be our fill-in. We should say, yeah, Micah is really great. He's done fill-ins for us before.
What kind of music does he play? Like culty music?
Yeah, he plays cult music. He does wonderful shows. He's really great. And I know our regular listeners have heard him before, and we'll enjoy him again next week. And thank you, Micah, for agreeing to do that so we can have a little time off, and then we'll be back. All right.
Maybe.
I don't know. I could sign this off.
Probably.
Right? Say something.
We'll see you next week, or the week after, whenever the heck we're going to be on the radio again.
You didn't finish the list.
Send me... I don't know what that means.
Oh, God.
Send me an email at jimthepoet@wfmu.org if you want to be on our fantasy football team.
Oh, yeah, do that right away. And then Sunday is our draft. All right. That's it. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for inviting me into your home tonight, and may God bless.
Parton, she's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. Gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Everybody. Sorry if my mic was a little loud before. I wasn't expecting to do a legal ID, but I did one, and it might have been loud. You're listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU 91.1 FM in the Jersey City-ish area, and WFMU.org everywhere else. I'm here every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. playing country records for you. This week is no exception, and I brought some really great stuff I'm excited to play you. Just to let you know about the background music for today's show, it's all from a Hank Snow country guitar instrumental album called Hank Snow's Country Guitar. And this is the Rainbow Boogie. And there's a really maudlin story on the back of the LP about his, you know, struggle starting out in the slums of Halifax, which I'll, you know, talk a little more about later. But for now, let's hear some Zeb Turner. You're listening to WFMU.
I like to smoke my old corn pipe, but I've chewed tobacco nearly all my life. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. I even like to smoke cigarettes sometimes, but when it comes to dipping, I'll draw the line. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to rain in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Chew in your life before, why don't you try? You sure want more. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Just get a big plug and bite off the end and let it run down and off your chin. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Red in the cuspidor. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. You can smoke cigarettes while the sun goes down, but I'll chew tobacco and spit on the ground. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Now all day long you can smoke your pipe, and I'll chew tobacco and spit all night. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. If you chew tobacco, don't spit on the floor. Expect to rain in the custom door. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag. Ding, 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 ding. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco rag.
to sail along.